Jane, as you bring the Soil Health Forum and tour here to Indianapolis in Indiana, talk to me about your history with NACD and why get it here.
Well, there is so much of a diversity in conservation across this country, and having the opportunity to do those travels and respect and look at and watch the issues of the country. But soil health is about every acre of the country. And we all know that sometimes there's opportunities for a state maybe to excel in certain things. And thanks to the foresight of some partnerships here in the state of Indiana, we've been able to do that and have been doing some practices. We actually got some hub farms in the state to analyze some of the benefits and the challenges of the Soil Health Initiative. Having the opportunity to bring the National Association here in a forum-type format to actually let those folks see some of the things that we talk about and visualize how it may and can work in the different aspects in conservation across this great country.
Indiana is a leader in conservation practices. What are some of the things, and cover cropping specifically, what are some of the things that you plan to highlight over the next couple of days and you want folks to be able to take away, maybe how you do it so well here?
Well, I think it's having that opportunity in this great state of Indiana for the diversity we have, and the fact it's a national meeting. We've got farmers, ranchers, vineyard people. So giving them an opportunity to look at what that Soil Health Initiative can mean to them in each of their own backyards, whether it's rangeland, whether it's pasture lands, whether it's woodlands, whatever it might be, to see that practice and how it can benefit. And along with that, we've got some pretty extenuous cover crop activity in a watershed perspective, and what's it mean to water quality, what's it mean about keeping the water where it falls, how does it impact some of the major weather events, all those different perspectives that we all can benefit from and help educate those folks how everybody can play a role in this whole process.
Why soil health?
Well, soil health, it's, we talk about feeding the world, and we've somewhat got our hands around production, so if we're going to make that initiative, the health of the soil has to be the background. It all starts with the soil. So whatever we can do to improve that structure, improve that atmosphere, that habitat of that growing crop, whatever that crop may be, that it's sustainable and that we can truly maximize the potential of the soil to provide the full food and fiber that this country and the world is going to need in the future.
Anything else? Any other maybe points about this week?
Just an excellent opportunity to appreciate and show and educate. And it's all about education. And sometimes it's hard to visualize until you have a chance to see it firsthand. And we know there's challenges. Anybody time someone tries to transition from maybe some perspective to another, what are the stumbling blocks in the medium? So the chance to provide, and thank you folks for the media, it's an education process between amongst all of us to help those people that don't have all the answers, and I'd be one of them. We feel comfortable to ask the questions, but yet there's resources out there to give us that education that we can be as efficient as possible and minimize any of those challenges that might be in front of us.